You are Locked On Bears, your daily Chicago Bears podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You are Locked On Bears, and I'm your host, Lauren Cox from Pro Football Focus and BearsWire.com, part of the USA Today Sports Media Group. We are here, as always, to give you your dose of Chicago Bears talk. But today, I want to start expanding our horizons a little bit and look ahead here to the 2018 season. You know, I'm not a big fan of big-time predictions in June and the offseason before, you know, training camp and the preseason and all that. We don't even know how the Bears or any other team in the league is really going to stand entering the season. But I think it's a good time of year to catch up on the rest of the NFL a little bit and kind of get a feel for where the Chicago Bears stand among everybody else. So today I will be joined by Spike Friedman from the Locked On Seahawks podcast, and we're going to take a look at the Bears Week 2 opponent and try and kind of get a feel for where that team stands, because they've been kind of going through a little bit of a transition themselves this offseason. So I think Spike is going to provide some great context on what has been a busy offseason in Seattle. Now, you might be asking yourself, Lauren, why are you starting with the Seattle Seahawks of all teams? You know, they play the Bears in Week 2. And I thought, you know what? This offseason, we've talked before about the Packers and the Lions and the Vikings, and the Bears open up their season in Green Bay. They play the Packers again in Week 15. So I thought, rather than start with the Packers again, you know, we've kind of been keeping an eye on them loosely. We'll get to them eventually, but I thought, you know, let's branch out of the NFC North a little bit. We kind of get caught in this little circle of Chicago Bears and NFC North football. Let's, like I said, expand our horizons a little bit and kind of see where other teams in the NFL stand as we get ready for this 2018 season. Because, you know, you look at the landscape of the NFC, Seattle could be a team where if the Bears are competing for a potential surprise playoff run, Seattle is one of those teams that could be in the mix there. If you're talking about wild card spots across the NFC, you know, they as we'll talk with Spike here in a minute, they took a big step back last year. They've had to make some changes on both sides of the ball, some that they wanted to make, others that they were kind of more forced to make. And now it's a team with quite a bit up in the air, much like the Chicago Bears, just perhaps from the other side of the spectrum. To explain more on where these Seattle Seahawks stand, you know, 3 months ahead of the Bears' Week 2 game against the Seattle Seahawks in Chicago in prime time. I believe that's a Monday night football game. Bears host the Seattle Seahawks. To help us break down that team, let us turn to our friends at Locked On Seahawks. Thanks again to Spike Friedman for joining us to break down the Seattle Seahawks. If you enjoyed our little conversation there, make sure you keep tuning in to Locked On Bears. Hit that subscribe button on whatever podcast listening app you use, you prefer. We're on pretty much all of them: Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, you know, Apple Podcasts, TuneIn, Stitcher, you name it. You can listen to us any way you get your podcast, even on your home smart speakers, whether that's the Google or the Amazon Dot or the Echo or whatever you have. Locked On Bears is there for you, for your Chicago Bears entertainment. We're going to keep up our early look here at some of the Bears' regular season opponents. Working on our Arizona Cardinals guy right now. Try and get our friend of the podcast, Trevor Sikkema, formerly of the Locked On Buccaneers. He covers the Buccaneers for Pewter Report. That'll be after the Cardinals, with the Bears playing the Bucks. We'll sweep through the AFC East division by then, and before you know it, Bears training camp will be here, and we'll be already looking ahead to what Matt Nagy's going to bring for this team in 2018. Should be a blast. Should be a nice time kind of seeing how the grass is or isn't greener across the rest of the NFL. I hope you find it informative and also entertaining. It's a little bit different than your purely straight Bears talk, but we always find a way to kind of tie some Bears in there. And I hope you'll keep it locked on Locked On Bears. And don't forget to bear down.